from pond hockey in the winter to the elite men's and women's programs at the UW, our state has a rich hockey heritage. So when Olympic officials were looking for someone to lead the U.S. team into next year's winter games, they naturally turned to a Badger. Tony Granato is head coach of the men's hockey team at UW-Madison, his alma mater, and was recently selected to coach the U.S. men's team in the 2018 Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Tony, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You betcha. No problem.
Well, congratulations, first of all. And you've had this amazing career. You played at UW in the Olympics, in the NHL. You've been a coach. How does this honor now, coaching the Olympic team, fit in with all the other stuff you've done?
Well, I can tell you what, when I got the phone call, I was like a little kid. You know, I'm thinking back to Herb Brooks and the 1980 team, thinking, wow, I got a chance to be part of another Olympic team. And it was somewhat unexpected because there was a lot of, still there was discussion on whether or not the NHL guys were going to be able to play. And then obviously sometime in the middle of the summer there, they confirmed that there would be no NHL players playing in the upcoming Olympics. So that kind of put I guess a lot of people in not panic mode, but having to make adjustments on how they were going to pick their teams and who was going to coach and who was going to run them and how they were going to schedule to get ready for the Olympics. So the call came, and obviously to represent your country and be part of an Olympic team is a tremendous honor. I've been there as a player. I've been there as a spectator and fan. I got to watch my sister play in a couple Olympics for the women's hockey team, and I've been there as an assistant coach. So there's nothing better or something that you would be more excited about than get another opportunity like this. So we're excited. It's going to be a great challenge for us for a lot of different reasons, but I think we're going to be able to put together a fun team that will represent us the way all our teams do.
You mentioned that 1980 team, the Miracle on Ice in the U.S., upset the Soviet team. What did that mean for you as a young hockey fan and player?
Well, I was 15 at the time, and I was in Chicago, and I hadn't been exposed to any international play at all. So I really didn't even know that there was an Olympic hockey team and that we had a U.S. team in the Olympics. So for me, it was an eye-opening experience that, wow, there is hockey in the Olympics, and then bang, the USA team becomes, you know, a team that is probably been the biggest impact on American hockey for sure, and probably the greatest victory in any of hockey. If you look at just the timing of it, and you look at the underdog status that the Americans had, because we were all amateurs at the time playing against the Russians' best, and at that time the Russians basically dominated international play and dominated, you know, any time they were on the ice. So for us as Americans, it was the chance to kind of show the rest of the world that, wow, American hockey can compete with international teams is like Russia and the Canadians and the Swedes and Finns and do really, really well. So it kind of gave us a shot in the arm it's lasted since then. I think that's been the spark that's kind of got American hockey back on the map and kind of, you know, got us to be teams that can compete with all those countries.
There's a question I got to ask you. You know, hockey, like soccer and a lot of team sports, it's something that, you know, if you're on the same team with the same bunch of people, you get this chemistry and this cohesion. You know where the other player is going to be. You know what they're about to do. With this Olympic team, I mean, you're putting together this all-star team of people who maybe have never played together. How do you start building that chemistry when you pull that team together?
Yeah, it's a challenge for sure. Most of the teams that will be in the tournament are running on kind of the same format we are. There are where most of their players will be playing with their teams that they committed to for this upcoming season. So our team will be made up of probably the majority of the players will be coming from professional leagues that are over in Europe. We should take probably 15 or so players from that group of players, and then we're going to take some college players, and then we'll take some players that are on minor league contracts. So, again, all the NHL guys are unavailable, so guys that have signed minor league contracts, though, will be available to us. So we'll have one tournament in November in Germany called the Deutschland Cup. We'll have three games there and three practices, so we'll be together for a week. From that team, we'll probably take, you know, 15 or so of our guys, and the rest of them will be added, you know, just a few days before the Olympics, and that'll include the college guys and the guys that are playing minor league hockey. So it's a challenge that way. We've done a lot of tournaments internationally, whether you go to World Championships or World Junior Championships or World Cups or whatever. There's lots of teams that are put together where you kind of meet at the site and you get a few practices in, and and you get to play. So hockey's not a real complicated game. So the guys will be ready to play. We'll be in communication with them from the month. Once we get our team together in November, the guys that we pick from that team and the rest of the players that we think will be part of our team, as a coaching staff, we'll be in touch with them, trying to get them to be comfortable with how we want to play when we do get there.
And you mentioned a few pools of potential players there. I read that our neighbors to the north in Canada might look at NHL players who have recently retired, and if they're retired, that NHL sort of ban doesn't apply. Any recently retired American players you might have your eye on?
There are a few out there. Brian Gionta is certainly a name that is exciting to me, because he's played in international tournaments before and done really well for us. He's fresh out of the game. We've talked to him, and there's a couple other players as well potentially will be available to us. And those guys, you know, the most important thing you got to realize is you can't just open your bag up in 6 months and jump on the ice and try to jump into a competition like that. So the guys that are in that situation that we've talked to have committed to play somewhere prior to either internationally or in the minors, just to make sure they're in tip-top shape and ready to contribute, and that's really important.
Talking to Tony Granato, UW-Madison men's hockey coach. He will be coaching the U.S. team in the 2018 Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Tony, you played for Wisconsin. You were in the pros. You were coaching at the pro level. What went through your mind when you heard this job was opening up for the UW head coach spot?
Well, you know, when I left as a player in 87, the thing that kind of kept me in touch with the program was I had a brother that followed me. Donnie played from 88 to 91, then another brother, Robbie, played from 92 to 95, and then I had a cousin play from 95 to 99 or 98. So for 15 straight years, I was connected with the program, with the family members. So even though I was gone, I still felt that this was, my team or a team I was part of, and I think the one thing that we do have here with the tradition and history of our program is we've got a pretty good brotherhood and fraternity of players that kind of keep in touch with the program even though they've moved on. And so I was always, excited that, you know, someday maybe I'd get back to Madison and not necessarily coach, but maybe be part of the program in some way, shape, or form. So when Coach Alvarez and I had a discussion a year and a half ago now, it obviously got me extremely excited, and I was in a pretty good spot where I think everything from what I've done from a coaching standpoint, I was in a really good spot to have to make this decision to say, you know what, I want to go back to college. I want to be back in Madison. I want to try to help this program get going again. So I'm excited. I had a chance to work with my brother Donnie last year and Marco Siki in our first year back. I thought our players did a heck of a job on trying to get our program back up and running in the way we think it should be running. And I think we have a lot of players here this year with seven new freshmen coming in and a transfer goalie coming in. I think we could make another step in the right direction and get us back, like I said, to the level of play that I think we all expect.
You came to this job from my old hometown team, the Detroit Red Wings. You didn't have to change your wardrobe color, for one thing, all red and white there. What was it like, though, coming from the pros to coaching at the college level?
Well, I think the biggest adjustment maybe, would be the fact that, you know, you're recruiting a lot younger kids, so the recruiting days have changed since I was a player. We got recruited, you know, it started when you were a junior in high school. And then, you know, you generally found out if you got a scholarship offer your senior year in high school. You know, with today's, the way it's gone today, with a lot of our sports, you know, players are getting offered at a lot younger age. So you're having to evaluate kids that are 14 and 15 years old and try to make decisions on where you think they're going to progress to, you know, after their high school graduation. So that's been a little bit challenging, but I also get an opportunity to work with younger kids that also probably have the same dream that I had when I went to college. I wanted to play in the NHL, and I wanted to go to a school that gave me an opportunity to develop and grow as a person and player. So when I did leave the university, hopefully I was ready for that opportunity, and that's what Wisconsin did for me, and hopefully that's what our staff and our program can do for the guys that we recruit and bring into our university.
Now, you're working at a high level here at UW, the Olympic team. Are you still having fun? Is it still the same game it was when you got out, I don't know, on the pond as a kid?
You know what? That's a great question. I can promise you, yes. That's the one thing that, you know, I'm around the game of hockey. I'm back as part of the University of Wisconsin coaching staff. And I find that this is, you know, when you said about adjustment a few minutes ago, we talked about the one thing I wasn't aware is when you come back, and I've been with an NHL team for, I think, the last 30 years until last year, you know, you're part of your team. And when I came back to the university, I became part of something bigger than just coaching a hockey team. The University of Wisconsin athletic department and program, led by Barry Alvarez, has a different vision and different feel to it than a typical professional team. So I'm alongside Coach Chris and Coach Gard, and Coach Shippis and Clark, and all of our coaches on our 22 sports teams. I feel that we're working together to help our program, help our student athletes have opportunities, and hopefully, you know, be a positive influence on our great city of Madison. And so I think it's a different coaching position than just a hockey coach, and I really enjoyed that.
Tony, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck with both your teams.
I appreciate that. Have a great rest of the holiday.
You too. That's Tony Granato, head coach of the Wisconsin men's hockey team, recently chosen to lead the U.S. team at next year's Winter Olympics in South Korea. Coming up after the news, more and more research shows that animals have remarkably complex emotions and social connections. Does that mean we should stop keeping them as pets? Our next guest has written about that. I'm Rob Ferret, a little Olympic inspiration, taking us to the news here on Central Time.